Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. This episode of Steel Wars features occasional coarse language. If you're around sensitive ears, move along. This is not the Steel Wars episode you are looking for. There are, however, many other family-friendly, clean episodes on our iTunes feed or SteelWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Steel Wars. Please welcome your host, Steel Saunders.
Hey, you guys, and the loud intro music. It's getting sorted out. It's so good that it's not getting filmed because I can just dally. It's awesome. This will be gone in editing. It's terrific. I could say whatever I want. And that's the freedom of podcasting. Hey, you guys. Welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars! And we are live at the LA Podfest. Yes! A three-day festival of not having to explain what a podcast is. And God damn, you don't have to explain what a nerd is either. It's pretty rad. You guys are the elite nerds. To go to one of the nerdiest events and go to the nerdiest event at that event... There is not a person here that wasn't heavily bullied in high school. So welcome. And with a snort laugh like that, you would have got it extra bad. Nice. Every podcast needs a salacious crumb, you guys. So that's a reference to one of those Star Wars films. Anyone seen the Star Wars? They're pretty good. So I've had a bizarre week. I started in Australia, and then they changed the time in Australia. They made it daylight savings time, so I was a little bit off put. And then I flew to LA, and then they really changed the time. And then I went to Washington the next day, and the time changed there. It's we're all fucked o'clock. And now I'm back here in L.A. It's good. Spinal Tap reference. But yeah, I've had an interesting week because I went on, I'm not sure if any of you guys listen to the podcast, The Weekly Planet. Do you guys listen to that? There's a few people. Nice. It's very popular, very fun. And we did, I guested on that, and we did a review of the original Blade Runner. We all watched a different version and we talked about it. You guys know the bullshit we get away with on podcasts. Hey, we watched a 40-year-old movie. Listen in. It's going to be great. We watched several different edits. It's but I commented in it very fortuitously that in Blade Runner, it's one of the few times you get to see a topless Harrison Ford. And they pointed out that because I just watched Star Wars, that's the only reason I haven't seen a topless Harrison Ford before. But here's the good bit. For the rest of the week, this podcast has a lot of listeners, and I'm getting a lot of screenshots of topless Harrison Ford. So when I went through customs, you got anything to declare? And I'm like, this throbbing erection. Because that dude is hot in any era. I would raid his ark. So there's that. But how about we welcome up some guests and we talk some Star Wars. Who's with me on that one? Our first guest is, let's just get this off, start from the top. He had a lot of other credits, but this is all that matters now. LA Weekly, LA Comedian of the week, of the month, of the year, of the century, from the dollop, it's Gareth Reynolds!
Hi, Steele, it's great to be here.
And
we're having fun already, look at us. You old scamp.
I love your beard, I haven't seen it before, it's like... You're like cosplaying as someone that should beat me up.
I murder now.
What, so. On stage or?
No, off. To the ones I didn't murder on stage.
Oh, really?
So I didn't mean to throw the intro off the rails. Sorry.
But he did. And that's what makes him LA Comedian of the Year. No intro is safe.
Nope.
Excellent. Our other guest is, you might know her from IFC's Neurotica, and she's a very popular comedian and writer. Welcome, Jenny Jaffe!
Brave.
Thank you.
Brave.
Thank you.
Brave.
Thank you. Brave choice. Very brave. Now, very brave.
Jenny, you've got, is it the Star Wars crawl
in... Star Wars Episode 4 crawl
in
Japanese.
What, in Japanese?
Yeah.
Can anyone translate this for us?
I do.
Tachi wa nihongo benkyou shimashita. Ima wa tachi no nihongo wa totemo warui desu. Demo skoshi.
Skoshi, I know.
And around
little, for sure. We use that. A skosh.
Around the world, Star Wars nerds are now adjusting their iPhone. Just like, what is wrong? What language is this set on?
I studied Japanese for 6 years, so right now it's not great. I can, like, vaguely read it. Honestly, a lot of it is a transliteration where it's literally, episode 4. Like, it's literally, like, just the katakana version, like the sort of
We
Japanese.
All know what the katakana
right.
version
is.
Right. I don't think you need to dumb it down for the house.
But that's rad that you could actually speak Japanese as well. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, like people, you see people wearing a Ramones t-shirt or something.
Right, and they can't speak Ramones.
Yeah.
They're not even from Ramonia. It's ridiculous.
Excellent. That's the t-shirts covered. I have to say, you did have a bit of a go at me yesterday on Twitter. The best place to have a go at someone.
I had a go? I didn't have a go at you.
Is have a go, is that an Australian term that people
it's
don't...
It's English, too. But I did not have a go.
Yeah, we understand it. You're wrong.
Yeah, and... Yeah. Yeah. It's like I'm speaking English and you're doing katakana.
Yeah. That's a tombstone-worthy quote. They understood me, but I was wrong. Excellent. But when I tagged you with the little flyer to get people to come...
I did have a go at you.
Yeah, I tagged Gareth Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
But on Twitter, you're Reynolds Gareth.
Yeah, it's easier to find me if you do it like a library card. That's why I do it. It was a choice. You know, yeah, there's some Gareth Reynolds who beat me to the punch on Twitter. And so he just now... I don't know what is... I mean, his Twitter now must just be annoying because he's always just like, wrong one, here you go. This is for you. Thank you, but I'm not him. Like, it's just like...
Well, he did reply, he goes... Yeah. He just said he added you in the right one.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm really sorry. And he goes, it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And I wrote back, I bet. And he goes, it's fine. But the thing is that he gets it all the time,
yeah.
But he took it better than you.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's top dog. He's earned it. Calm demeanor in the storm. I mean, he's terrific. He's attractive. He's Welsh. He lives in Wales. He likes rugby. Meryl, are you fucking texting? What could be more important than this? Okay, sorry. I had a go at him.
So Meryl's looking it up on Twitter. He's already going to the bonus features.
Yeah.
Audio just isn't, and visual.
He's going to start eating during it. Oh, sensors. Sensory overload. I'm going to smell the podcast.
If you're going to look at your phone, you whip us up a sweet 5-star review on iTunes. Go on.
Steel, I appreciate it.
How do you make the beard glow so much? It's glistening.
I use beard oil, Steel, and it's a great thing. I use a thing called Joe's Beard Oil that I found out about because if I don't use it, it, believe it or not, looks crazy.
Crazier.
Crazier, sorry. And so I put a little in my palm, I put my hands together, and then I sort of give myself a little nice rub down, you know? So it's a skosh of the beard oil.
Can I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Do you ever, like, you're in the shower, you're putting on your beard oil, and you look down and go,
Well, you got the whole system wrong, because I shower, then I put the beard oil in. But if you're asking if I masturbated with Joe's beard oil, yes.
No!
It's better for masturbating.
No, the question is, do you make your pubes look like they belong to a hipster prospector?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
This lady can translate anything.
Thank you.
Just doing it like, there's gold in them mountains, I tell you. Gold!
Let's talk about Star Wars a little.
Yes, finally, the subject I know.
Jenny, what is your first memory of Star Wars?
When I was 8 or so, they re-released Return of the Jedi in theaters. This is the one with the Jedi rock. Like, this is the sort of bastardized version I later come to find out, but it is the one I have the most nostalgia for. And I remember my parents took my sister and I to see it, and then we got that VHS set where it's the three VHSs and Darth Vader's head. Yeah, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And we'd reenact it. Like, we'd do like a Rocky Horror shadow play in front of just our TV. And the Beanie Babies were the Ewoks. But we only liked episode 3 because as kids, like, it's not the best of the original 3, but as kids,
how
it's the best one.
How dare you?
Ooh. Well, look, I know you're wearing a Yup Nup shirt, so I feel like I should pay a little more respect to the maybe worst part of the original trilogy.
Woo!
Can anyone translate a single middle finger?
Ooh. But that to me was like the best part. I was like, there's these really cute teddy bears, and there's like a song with some animated people. I was like in it for all the wrong reasons. But also, and also young Mark Hamill, because I don't think I was old enough to appreciate the rugged charms of a young Harrison Ford. Mm. You know, when you're that age, you want just like a beautiful cheekbone and like a forlorn stare. You don't want a roguish man who knows his way around a Kessel Run yet.
It sounds like a great night at a restaurant. I had Mark Hamill's beautiful cheekbone. Pan Sid. The light juz.
Oh, well, like what?
Juz, the little gravy thing.
That's what you call it?
Wait, what do you call them? Did you say the ledgers?
No.
What did you say?
A juz.
He said the juz, the little gravy thing.
The juz? I mean, I don't want to have another one of my classic goes, but... You guys settled on that? Sounds like what I make in the shower with Joe's.
That's why they call it Juz. It's the exact middle of the O and the I.
Meryl's telling me Juz is suing Joe's, so they're not the same.
Oh, if you like a sweet reference to that sort of thing,
sure.
This might blow your mind.
Okay.
You know when they go into the cantina? In the original Star Wars.
Sure.
And you know, there's all those dudes with the grey heads that are playing instruments. Like,
yeah, I remember the band. Yep, yeah, for sure.
Do you know what type?
They're great catalog.
Oh, I do. I know this, yeah.
It's an excellent trivia question. Do you know what type of music they play?
What? No. what type of music? Jazz? Space jazz?
Close.
They play jizz.
They're playing? No. Really? Is that true?
Yeah, that's really what it's called.
Oh, man.
When you blow into something long and cylindrical, that's what comes out. I don't know what to tell you.
Is jizz playing? We're here to see jizz.
I just love tapping my feet to some good old-fashioned jizz.
Yeah. So jizz is a type of music in the world of there? Okay. Sure. I'm guessing this is one of those things where it was called jizz and then like 20 years later people were started saying jizz.
Well, it's unclear because it's one of those things where like most of the things in Star Wars didn't have a name and then people got into it and now it's just like, yes, this background character, his name is, wristband? Arm! And he's from...
Meet Cum!
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus. That was weird.
Jizzus.
So you didn't know all these years you'd been listening to jizz.
I do like jizz. I like the improvisation of jizz. The improvisation.
So when you went to the theater and the special editions got re-released and you said you went to see Return of the Jedi, What about the other two?
Those were released before I was old enough to go see them.
But only by weeks.
I don't remember. I didn't make the going to the theater decisions at that point. I think,
really?
Yeah, I mean...
The council did.
The council did.
Right.
I grew up in this sort of, like, really interesting compound, yeah, and we all had to, like, no, this isn't
oh,
true.
Oh, fuck, I was like, yeah, okay, I was like, yes and no.
But...
Your Rumspringer was just seeing Star Wars.
I could never go back after that.
Yeah, no.
I don't remember if we saw the other two in theaters. I don't think we did. I think we just saw Return of the Jedi, which I can't imagine wasn't incredibly confusing.
What's he coming back from?
I'm not even sure that like my sister could read at that point. Like, so the crawl didn't really help at all. But we were very into the visuals, and it's a cool looking movie. And then the thing I remember watching after that was the animated droids and Ewoks cartoons. So really, I got like that was my trilogy:
really?
Jedi, droids. Ewoks. Yeah. The classics.
And so for you, there was 5 Star Wars prequels.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. I you know, it was just a whole world open to me. And I don't remember the first time I watched the 4 and 5. I do know that I went to all the prequels in theaters. And I think, like, I was too young to know what bad movies were. It's just that thing of, like,
we all
I like going to a movie.
Yeah. Every movie, I was like, "Oh, the best movie ever!"
Yeah. I sat in a seat. There was light.
I had a soda. There's guys, grown-ups talking. What a movie!
At what age do you actually have the gall to judge a movie? Because when you're little, you're honored to be there.
You never have the goal to judge a movie unless you grow up to become an asshole comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you want to go into a movie liking a movie, and then I think at some point you come out of a movie and you're like, did I not like that? Was that bad? I don't think I had the confidence to say a movie was bad until about college. I think I just was sort of like, I guess this is fine.
You're very proud. You came out. It was bad. Oh, that felt good. Fuck. Woo!
What about you, Gareth? What's your first memory of Star Wars?
I watched it at my cousin's house.
What was your cousin's name?
Ross.
Do you see them often now?
I don't see Ross a lot, no.
My dad's name is Ross, and we kind of look alike. Is it possible
that oh my
was
God,
the same
that,
person?
My, holy shit. I don't know what I am at this point.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, well, I think we'll...
There's only one Ross, so it makes sense.
There's one Ross.
There's
yeah.
one Ross.
Did
my
you know
dad
about that?
Is Ross from Friends.
Latest census, one Ross, and it's the Ross from Friends, her dad, and my cousin.
Yeah, who's not David Schwimmer, just the Ross from Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, just the being, the idea
just
of Ross.
Just the idea of Ross from Friends is my dad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is cool.
You'd think you'd recognize each other from the compound.
It's a big place. It's a big place. Yeah,
all gingers kind of look alike.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You never know. Plus, they're spraying a hose in your eyes most of the time.
Yeah.
Hard to see through that.
That's a big part of it, definitely.
Star Wars podcasting.
No, I didn't. I really have not watched a shitload of Star Wars. Steel. I don't know who your booker is, but I did. I have seen all of them, and then I watched the new one recently. And you know, I dipped out for those middle Jar Jar ones. That's where I sort of was like, nah, I'm good. Second Jar Jar popped up, and I'm sure that's a hacky reference on this podcast. But the second Jar Jar popped up, I was like, what is this killing? Whatever it is. Nightmare. And then George Lucas dug his heels in, right? He's like, we like Jar Jar. It's like, just
fucking
pull the plug.
Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Well, he was going to be a lot more in the other two films.
Which is amazing. That actor was probably like, man, this really fucking took a dive. Shit. I bought a boat. Cutting Jar Jar lines left and right.
Well, the really odd thing about how the Ahmed Best, he got cast as Jar Jar, and... Do you know who really wanted to be Jar Jar? That would have made, like, if you think, like, The Phantom Menace was, you know, a little bit wacky to go watch.
Sure.
The guy that wanted to play Jar Jar, one, you may have heard of him.
Sure.
Christopher Walken.
Whoa, that would have been better.
I see you're Christopher Walken, and I raise you a Michael Jackson.
What? What the fuck? Well, why did that not happen? That would have been probably worse and so much better.
That's amazing. I had no idea. Would he have been as Michael Jackson, or would he have done like motion capture?
I don't know. I don't think Michael Jackson can do anything not as Michael Jackson.
Well, not anymore. Lord.
I think Captain EO is great, which was his collaboration with George Lucas, which is actually really good.
And George apparently wasn't a big fan. He was like, no, Michael, Jar Jar's serious. You know what? I'm going weird.
But it would have been, like, when you think about it, it's like, his lines would be like, Misa gonna die, and then, woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, man, even just hearing that makes me shaky.
It's, yeah, the whole thing just is very poorly conceived as a character. When you go back and you watch it, a lot of it is just like, this is, every alien's like a different, like, and I feel like I'm Jewish, so I feel like I get to talk about Watto, but what a monster. Like, literally, they were just like, yeah, it's going to be great. There's just this Jew, there's just this flying Jew who's going to be the villain. And he really is. He's like, I just care about money. Like, it's very uncomfortable, but all the characters are like a different racial group, like pretty spot on. It's real uncomfortable. I don't like it. Hey, on a different note, this microphone has a little window where you can see something, and mine says not ass.
Mine also says not ass.
Which is good, but it also tells me maybe they had some problems with people in these microphones before.
Wait, mine just changed to ass!
Mine actually says Q&A, which ironically is what I've got about your not ass microphone.
Well, I just feel like it's helpful because it tells you, like, at least one thing it's not. If you just came out of some kind of coma and you're relearning objects.
What do we know? It's not an ass.
It's not an ass.
It's not an ass.
It could be any other number of things.
It's not an
what
ass.
What if it's a coma where you just forgot what an ass is?
What is an ass again?
Maybe our sound tech is like the Riddler, and it's just a tricky way of saying, hold to mouth.
Wait a minute. That's your first thought of where an ass goes?
No. Because you look at the microphone, and you go, where shall I put this? And you look at it, oh, not ass.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Other hole.
For a second,
hole.
I thought you were saying the opposite.
They had the people from Askcast in here earlier, and they're like, just not again. We're all getting pink eye right now.
I got pink mouth.
All right, pink Jenny, who's your favorite character in Star Wars?
I just want
to see this sudden turn of events, and you go, Watto.
Yeah, Watto. Well, I just feel represented. Yeah. No,
it's my grandfather.
I have to say, though, in Watto's defense, I do think...
Here we go. I'm not racist, but...
In his defense, yeah.
I'm up to debate this, but I think he's got the best tummy in Star Wars.
Whoa, what? Tummy?
So do a weird. Lot of Jews.
They can't all have the best tummy in Star Wars.
We all have the best tummy. Definitely if you're talking tummy only, I think he's probably like one of the only candidates, unless you count the Ewoks, because you just get to scratch their little tummies.
Mm, get their leg kicking. He likes this spot. He must smell my walk. Good boy. He's a good boy.
Oh my God, the joy in your eyes. Talking about scratching an Ewok.
Good boy. Man, imagine that. That would be the fucking greatest.
I mean, I think this is like so obvious, but I think Leia's the best character. I think you grow up as a little girl, you got this cool, like, she's all the things you could want in a fantasy character. She's a princess, she stands up to the boys, she kicks ass, like, she just hits every Halloween costume button.
And played by just, like, one of the most badass people ever.
The best people. And then she becomes a general, like, that's great. That just makes me real happy. So, yeah, probably Leia.
Princess Leia, what about you, Gareth?
Steele. Well, I like Chewbacca.
We can tell.
Thank you. I'm if Chewbacca shaved around his eyes. Hello. I'm here for the job interview. That'd be great. Chewbacca shaved out for a job interview. Just all pink skin. I want to work at your bank. Oh, like. but I mean, I guess I would say Han Solo. Thank you. Because he's one that I'm pretty familiar with. And I like Harrison Ford because he smokes a lot of weed and crashes planes. So, and if you've ever seen the David Blaine magic trick he does at his house, Harrison Ford's reaction is so great. Couldn't be higher.
Harrison Ford on the last press tour he did for Blade Runner, yeah. No, for the last Star Wars film he was was amazing. Because he is the coolest guy who spent his life sitting in front of a room full of nerds asking him questions about a movie he might not have seen. And, like, you really can tell he's just like, I don't know. I was really busy getting laid. Ugh.
I was a carpenter, and I missed it most of the time.
Like, he's really out of his element at Comic-Cons, which is hilarious.
I think he's out of his element everywhere he goes. He's never seemed like, he doesn't seem comfortable, but he seems really high. He seems really high.
He does seem really high. Yeah.
He's comfortable at Doug Benson's.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
He did this interview at Star Wars Celebration in Orlando. They have like this ongoing live stream and they've got these interviewers on this big stage in front of, you know, thousands of screaming people.
Sure. And they're not in trouble, are they? Or in danger of any kind? They're just, okay.
Just fictional danger.
Okay. The fun
part. Why are they screaming?
Because Harrison Ford's just there.
And what's he done to them?
You crashed your plane into my house! You were high!
To his credit, he always lands not on houses.
Yeah, no, he gets out.
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, he's on the stage and he's getting interviewed with George Lucas. So it's very weird that these two people that have returned to Star Wars and he's getting interviewed on this live stream thing by this guy, Anthony, who's obviously very excited to be talking to George Lucas and Harrison Ford.
Right. Sure.
And this is why Harrison Ford is just so rad. He goes to him. Anthony asks him, oh, so are you really looking forward to seeing young Han Solo's adventures in the new Han Solo film? And he just looks around and just goes, no. And just starts laughing like, what an absurd thing.
I saw George Lucas in conversation with Stephen Colbert once. And Stephen Colbert is a really big nerd in general, and he had his like pin from he saw like a test screening of the first Star Wars film, and he kept it, and he was so excited to be there with George Lucas and asking all the in-depth questions, And George Lucas just wanted to talk about his experimental projects, I guess. And then there was like a Q&A section, and this kid, like 15 years old, stands up and he holds up a notebook and he's like, George Lucas, because of you, because of Star Wars, I've decided I want to be a writer. And thank you for inspiring me. And this is, you know, means so much to me to have you here. And I was just wondering, will you just take a look at this? And George Lucas just like stares for a second and just goes, no. And the kid just like sort of just like stood up for a minute longer and then just like, really? And George Lucas was like, yeah. And the kid just sat down.
But he went on to grow a really good beard.
Yeah. I'll show that fucker.
The first time I ever saw him in real life, or the only time, was at...
Well, there we go. That changed quickly.
Get your story straight. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be honest with you guys.
One of the many. I mean, I met him once. I chased him. Anyway, when I was chasing him...
While I was sniffing a picture of George Lucas...
While I sniffed a Luke pic. Anyway, so you were chasing George Lucas.
Yes. The actual story I wanted to tell is probably worse than that, so...
No, go with it!
He's talking, he's getting interviewed, and in this big auditorium, and we were quite close to the front at this angle, where he's in his shirt, and he's just hunched over, and he didn't have a button done up.
Yeah, we've all seen that.
And I could just see his tummy.
So he's got the best tummy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it was such a weird thing, I was sitting next to my friend Amanda, and I'm like, can you see George Lucas's tummy? I never thought I'd see that.
Should have given him a big old raspberry. Ah! You like it, don't you, Georgie?
What the hell are you doing?
But
get away.
Where would you scratch George?
I mean, well, after hearing this, I would really go into the tummy. I'd go right into the little tummy.
Well, you know there's easy access because that shirt button's open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll just get my hand in there real quick. Go up the shirt. Second base him.
Tummy, second base?
Well, I'll be going up a little. You know how my hands get, steel.
He's played my jizz.
You were starting a jizz band. Come on, join up.
Wait, but when did... Like, because you're saying that like it's one of those things that maybe... Like it was called Jizz in the 80s, and then Jizz became...
He couldn't have knowingly called it Jizz.
No, but that's my question is...
Well, I mean, I guess he could. He's sitting down there with his shirt open.
My question is...
Not reading materials.
When did the word Jizz get coined? Like in the less Star Wars way?
97. April, I think. No, I don't know. That's one of the... You never... That's one
While
of the...
George Lucas was writing Star Wars with one hand.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last night, that with how he plans out the films, and some fans will say, oh, he had it all planned out. Like from when he wrote Star Wars, he knew that, like for instance, that Luke and Leia were brother and sister.
Right.
And it's like, so they're big Star Wars fans, so they want to just believe that he knew all along. But when you watch...
Then I'll bring in Jar Jar and ruin it for a little while.
When you watch Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back and the interactions that Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker have, if he knew the whole time they were brother and sister, very odd.
Then that's why he called it Jizz.
Yeah.
But it's like the sister leans over and makes out with the brother.
Yeah, that's how he wrote it in the script. Yeah.
I heard he just gave it to his sister at first. He was like, read this. Maybe, or... Let me know when you're done. And then he unbuttoned one button and sat, slumped down. You can read some out loud if you want.
Massive allegedly there.
big. All caps.
He does have a sister, actually. What about background characters?
What about background characters?
Yeah, what ones do you like up the back? What? We've you've got your main characters...
Oh, yeah. You just mean like second? You know, I thought you meant extra. Literally like an extra.
Yeah. There's a guy who's got a bib.
Oh, whoa, Red Six. Red 6. That's nobody else's favorite?
Which one's Red 6? Is that Porkins?
He's the very fat fighter pilot.
Oh, Porkins.
Oh, is that what his name is?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Porkins.
I just like him because he looks so much like a guy that George Lucas just saw at the Red Lobster next door to where they were filming and was like, oh, fuck. Get up. Come here.
So we got shrimp on the costume again. This guy's obsessed.
Like, he just doesn't look like he's of a piece with the rest of the characters, I think.
Like, How dare you? Porkins was a hero of the rebellion, sacrificed himself above the Death Star.
Mm-hmm. The Death Star or the Death Star?
Fuck off.
Okay. Having a go. Run it back. He had a go at me.
I did a podcast where I don't know if you guys are familiar with Star Wars Minute or the Flop House, but I did a podcast with those guys once where we watched Great Ewok Adventure, which is just an abomination of a film. And the characters from that are pretty phenomenal, too.
Did George Lucas write that, too?
If he did, he was as high as Harrison Ford.
Maybe Harrison Ford wrote that one.
Harrison Ford wrote that
one. I'm trying to ruin the franchise.
I was a bit of a fan of the Ewok Adventure when I was little.
You have a shirt on for it, right?
Yeah. That's okay. Good. I enjoy all Ewok Adventures when you.
Is that from the, that's from the Ewok Adventures though, right? That's when they sing, isn't it?
They say it in every appearance.
Oh, they just say yub
it's
yub.
It's like
all
their
the time?
Thing.
Yeah.
I just remember in the song, yub yub chinichiwa. I remember that part.
There's not a person in this room that doesn't want you to sing more of the song.
I wish I knew more. I could do it in Kitaka. Did I change that?
Yeah, it's cool. It's whatever. It's cool.
Sorry. Damn it.
I have no doubt you'll get tweeted at. I'm just not even going to.
Oh, no. This will be my downfall.
I'm really excited for this podcast to come out and just a bunch of people just tweeted us just like, his name was Pawkin. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm thinking about what they'll think of me, and they'll hate that I don't know shit. Thanks, Steel.
But they'll be tweeting to the other guy.
Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, he'll take that hit. He'll fall on the sword for me. And I love Star Wars. Didn't sound like it. Other one. Couple favorites done with that project.
He starts tweeting at his Porkins sleeve tattoo.
Yeah. How dare you?
He only replies in Ewokese from now on. I went and saw that. They showed it in the cinema in Australia. Like, in America, it was shown on television. But then, like, when they send it overseas, it's like, let's get a couple of bucks off these rooms.
Right.
And I coughed it up very, very readily. I was so excited. And the year before, Return of the Jedi was out, and I go to the cinema, and, you know, Return of the Jedi, full lines, you have to wait. I go to the cinema to see the Ewok Adventure. There's me, like, four friends, and then just two people up the back. And as a kid, I remember standing in the cinema just like, what's wrong? Like, is everyone else going to the next session? Where's everyone from last year? Why aren't they here? It's the Ewoks on an adventure.
They titled it appropriately.
But it's one of those things that when you're little, you know, you have an experience and then you realize what was really going on later on. So there was, we sat right in the middle of the cinema, me and my friends, and I think my older brother came to supervise the Caravan of Courage. And then there was a teenage couple sitting right at the back.
Uh-oh.
And I would notice that during the film, they weren't actually watching the film.
They were playing some jizz.
Yeah.
They'd started their own jizz band.
The instrument's connected to a man. She's not very good at playing it either. So you just had a couple going at it in the back while you were sitting there like, oh boy, Ewoks!
There's never been a less sexy movie.
That's a great call.
Like, it's like, Ewok movie and like The Act of Killing. Those are like the two movies
oh my
that
God,
least
The Act of
get you in the mood.
Did you come in before the couple or after the couple, or do you not remember?
I don't recall that. I imagine I would have come in before.
No one was coming before that couple.
Excellent dismount.
Yeah. Thank you.
If your eyeballs are getting jealous of your ears, enjoying all that sweet, sweet Steel Wars content, head over to youtube.com/Steel Wars, where there are two new videos this week. You've got Ash Crozen and myself's The Last Jedi couch-breaking trailer reaction. Plus, in a new video just uploaded, where I reveal who Snoke is talking to about their raw, untamed power. And while you're there, click subscribe, as I'll be uploading at least one new video every week. That is youtube.com/Steel Wars.
What is your favorite scene in Star Wars, Jenny?
That's a great question. I don't know. I guess maybe the Lando betrayal scene. I love Lando. That sort of like weird dinner tableau. I love that. It's very camp.
It's weird that your favorite scene is betrayal.
Look, I'm a bad person.
She owns it. So.
I don't know. I'm a tricky Jew, just like Watto. I don't know what you want me to say. I am
in my head now picturing you with wings floating above the sea.
I put them away just for now, but
that's nice.
When my tummy comes out,
Gareth will scratch it.
What I love about that is like it's a scene from a different. It's like a scene from like the John Waters Star Wars movie. I love that. I also this is not my favorite scene, but it's the scene I've spent the most time thinking about because. A friend and I wrote for this comedy publication called The Devastator a petition to put a fence around the Sarlacc pit. And it's just like people from the town like, why do we have this big gaping maw with thousands of teeth just in the middle of our town? This is a poor decision by the city. So I've watched that scene the most, and it's the scene with, like, the party boat. That's not what it's called. What's it called? The party bus?
Dude, I'm not referring it to anything but the party bus for now.
But that's a really great scene.
Yeah. My most favorite scene in Star Wars is when Luke gets the lightsaber on the party bus.
The party bus, yeah.
I've got to re-record so many podcasts. I love it when Luke's on the party bus. So many edits.
Star Wars Party Bus is a movie I would watch. No, you know what it is?
And we're here with Gareth.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Human party bus.
Hey, get in, everybody.
It's empty. It's MTV's Next, but Star Wars. Just getting on, and it's just like, Han, like, bad boy. Favorite color is pink. Never been to Tatooine. And then just like, it comes down to like, she's gonna like me because I fly solo. And like, it's whatever. They had like some like up-and-coming comedy writer try and do this for below union wages in like the 90s, I guess. It was,
But do you think there was people on Tatooine complaining, like, about the fence? Like, you know, back in my day, kids could just play around the Sarlacc until the streetlights came on and then they needed to go home.
I never got eaten. It was never a problem. I say it's natural selection, honestly. I think that's exactly what it is. It just does seem like a really bad thing to have just without any protection around it. And it's like not moving anywhere. It wouldn't be hard to secure. Also, you could just put a dome over it. You don't need that anywhere.
Dome the pit.
Dome the pit. That's my catchphrase.
I've seen the bumper stickers. Now they make sense. Finally, yeah.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
That'd be more of an advantageous tourism, like a fence. It's like whatever. But if you can go on top of the dome,
yeah, and like look in. Oh, it's like a
maybe a wall.
Glass.
Walls
yeah.
are hot right now. I don't know if you guys know about this. Walls are big players now. Build a wall around it. A beautiful wall.
Yeah, we'll the Sarlacc will pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. Sarlacc's going to pay for it.
We both started a 100-meter sprint.
I know the joke. I got it. Love me, please.
I was looking at your T-shirt, so I didn't know what language to say it in. It was very hard. It was very hard. What about your favorite scene, Gareth?
I like when Luke gets the lightsaber on the party bus. I've always liked that part. It's a good part.
You just imagine it's a beer, and it's just like,
yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. What is your image of me, that I'm like perpetually in college? I think, yeah. I'm okay with it. It's not that far off. When Luke gets his hand cut off, I was like, that's good.
He should have less hands.
Yeah, I wanted the other one gone, too. Yeah. I'd like to watch that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see what happens when he has no hands. Give him feet. Feet for his hands, yeah.
If he lost both hands, that'd be pretty bittersweet when he goes to the cantina next and they're playing jizz music.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's got those sweet feet.
Yeah, he's got, yeah. Yeah, he's got, don't worry, buddy. He's got his toes. He's got his hand feet. He'll be jizzing in no time, is what I'm saying. Jizzing and jiving.
Jizzing and jiving.
Yeah, you know how they do it.
That's the name of the podcast that Gareth and I are starting.
Yeah.
That's a way better Star Wars quote than "May the Force be with you."
Jizzing and jiving.
And Luke, jizz and jive.
Jizz and jive, Luke. I will. These damn feet hands make it hard to... Don't jizz and jive. That's what I've always said. Come on, guys. Have a designated diver. Nope.
You've got the world's best speech impediment. We're going to bring up another guest that we're going to play.
What?
With. Yes, what? Another guest.
We're not enough for you?
That's a you. No.
We're going to wrap up the podcast
Thank
now.
Thank you. Yeah, we're jizzing and jiving at 5, so we got to get moving.
Yeah.
In the big room.
What episode are you up to?
12. We got a great guest today, too.
Yeah, a
we
really got, good guest.
We got
Stamps. The clown. Stamps the clown. He's great.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah, Stamps the clown.
He can send anything anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his shows are like 3 months. You see it from postage to delivery.
Weirdly, though, not sponsored by stamps.com.
No.
We're all Squarespace.
Them. Yeah. Go figure. I don't know.
Just a quick aside. When sure. you used to do the kids' birthday parties.
Sure.
Did you ever do any Star Wars characters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I for sure. I one time almost passed out at a bowling alley when I was Darth Vader. And I had, like, defogger I had to spray in my mask, but it, like, wasn't working. So it was like the air conditioner in this bowling alley. It was like it was today. It's hot as fuck. And I was just in this bowling alley, and it was sweating so much that I was like, I'm going to drop. And so I had to go to a bathroom and, like, take the Darth Vader mask off. I had to be Luke a bunch, and then... I don't even know the guy's name. Obi-Wan. Yeah, sorry. I had to be him a bunch.
So you really got into character.
Oh, yeah. Well, every character I did at a kid's party was the same. I mean, I was like, hey, I'm Spider-Man. Hey, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. What's up? I'm a Transformer. All right, guys, sit down and shut up. I didn't know anything. And my buddy one time wanted to film me just because he was like, your life is so sad right now. And I'm not kidding. Like, everything was going poorly, and I was doing these kids' birthday parties, and I just wanted to die. And so I'm in a car, and my buddy's filming me, and I didn't know he's filming me. And when you watch it, I'm literally just sitting there, and I just, like, for a minute and a half, I'm just looking, and I'm just, like, staring into nothing. And I'm just, and I don't, and I'm just like, you know, I mean, I guess what you look like when you're at bottom. And I was just like, okay. You know, and then like 4 minutes later, I'm out there like, all right, guys, come on. We're going to use the force. We're going to have some fun today, guys. We're going to jizz and jive. I'll tell you that much.
As you're getting dragged out, getting arrested. It's yeah. Like, it's the music they play.
Yeah. I promise.
So when you were staring at, like, in your car window, were you like as Luke Skywalker trying to remember all of Obi-Wan's teachings?
No. I was trying to remember any other teachings, and I was just trying. I was probably just thinking about when I can get back on that party bus. You know what I mean? No, but I was probably just thinking about when I could smoke a cigarette and go home and just pass out. I'd do like four of those a day, or five of those a day. I'd be like, I mean, by the end. Transformers mailing it in. I'd be like a Power Ranger with a beard. They'd be like, I don't think he's a Power Ranger. I was like, I don't care. Let's just, we got an hour together, guys. We got 1 hour together.
But now you're the king of LA.
Aren't I just? I had to go back to the kids' parties once, so I never feel like I've said goodbye to them. Because the time I had to go back after like 2 years off, like I was meeting this guy in a parking lot. He's like, I knew you'd be back. I was like, that was around when I got filmed. Mine says ass now.
I just imagine you've got a really bad plastic lightsaber in your bottom drawer that you pull out once in a while and you just go, never again.
Until I need it someday. All right, baby.
We've got one more guest that we're going to bring out. You would probably know him from his many other appearances on the program and from the website makingstarwars.net. Please welcome Jason Ward.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Welcome.
Hey. Hello.
So Jason does a very popular Star Wars website called makingstarwars.net, where you find out the
how they make making Star Wars.
Well, that's the thing. It's built on a lie because I've checked the credits.
I don't make it.
No.
I just report it, man.
And we've got a there's a new trailer that comes out on Monday.
Whoa.
They announce it tomorrow. It comes out on Monday.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Give them a day to...
Is it for the next... It's for The Last Jedi?
It is, yes. It wasn't just a general movie
trailer.
It wasn't
just the idea of Star Wars.
Guys, this movie trailer's coming out.
It's a holiday comedy with Reese Witherspoon and...
Well, you know how sometimes there will be a commercial and it's just for, like, the concept of cotton or peanuts? And it's
yeah.
Like a lobby put it out, but you're like, are they just making us aware?
That
like,
is the... I always
cotton,
think that.
It exists.
It's so, exactly. They're just bragging. They're like, pork! Come on, guys! I do. That is so true. Cotton! Remember cotton? We're still around. Cotton!
It's like, hey! Well, I was going to buy this polyurethane blend, but I saw this really compelling ad this morning.
Yeah, does cotton need to be advertising? We're all in. It's like everything. Come
I
on.
Mean, you could almost say that about Star Wars anyway. It's like, what are you going to do? Not go?
Unless
that would be
Ewok.
A great trailer.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Not show up?
Yeah.
Just the trailer is just you at a table with your friends, and they're all talking, and it just like zooms in on you looking sad in a car, as you do. And it just slowly is just like, they all saw Star Wars. You didn't see Star Wars. They hate you. Either get some new friends... or go see Star Wars.
I think that was actually the Australian Ewok Adventure trailer, now that you mention it.
And it was Steel.
That's where I got it from.
One ticket.
What?
Hold
what,
the jizz.
Please? Oh, there's teenagers in the back of my car. Won't ruin my focus.
You do an awesome little me.
Yeah, yeah.
Creepy Jam back there, please. They're singing their song.
The weird thing is when I watch the new trailer, I do sound like I'm sitting at the back of an Ewok Adventure.
What happens to you when a new trailer comes out? What's your process? Do you set yourself up to watch it? Or are you like, oh, it's on my phone, I'll check it out? Or are you like, no, no, no.
How dare you?
Yeah, you got to do it right. All right. Oh, boy. So you wine and dine.
I do a podcast during it.
when you watch the preview?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so the podcast audience is just listening to, like, heavy breathing?
Yeah. And they love it!
That'd be great. It's just grunting.
Like, oh, yeah. That's not what I expected.
I deserve this. I've earned this. I have earned this. Oh, you're a good boy, Steely. You've earned this. Take the shirt off. Don't mind if I doodly do. Yeah. Oh, Steely. Oh, you're bad. You're good and bad. All right, guys, want to thank my sponsors.
Fucking, it's sad how spot on you are.
So what the fuck? You're just like watching it like going like, oh, yeah, oh, wow, yeah.
Someone re-edited one of the reactions to some very lewd pornography.
Okay, as opposed to that non-lewd porno. Mm.
And it really did fit. As it just sounds like people. What the main complaint I get about that episode is that people at work thought I was watching porn. That is the main thing. So
what?
It's 3 minutes of just pure joy and euphoria. I can't wait. I'm gonna be so happy.
Oh, so way longer than watching porn. Dig to person I just met, who seems very nice.
Ah, it's a nice compliment after that diss. That is good. It all balances out. So we're going to play a game, and you guys can play as well, and people listening can play. That, you know, Jason covers all these Star Wars rumors, right? And some of them are real rumors, and some of them are fake rumors. And we're going to try to work out, I'm sure this is how the game's going to go. We're going to try to work out if the rumors that Jason read out are actual news items that occurred in the lead up to a Star Wars film. They were actual things reported that might happen in a Star Wars film. And we can all vote. You guys vote as a crowd, and we'll vote and at home. And then we'll see who wins. And
how then, are you tallying the votes from home?
On a system. Okay, so everyone at home, tally your score and tweet the results to @GarethReynolds.
I got no complaints.
He's in good.
We could beat him into giving me it. Take it. All right. Oh, well, if you don't want it, I mean.
So let's see the first one.
All right. So it's 1997.
Sure.
Yoda was a human Jedi Master. A human, not a little green dude. He will be played by Charlton Heston.
What?
In Star Wars Episode 1, which starts filming soon. By the end of the trilogy, Palpatine, the Emperor, will use his sorcery to transform the fun, gun-loving Planet of the Apes star into a little green man with his magic.
Hold on. Yeah. Did you say this rumor is from 1997?
Yep.
That's not true. This movie was made way before 1997.
No, Phantom Menace was made in 99.
Oh, episode one.
Yes. And they were saying that Charlton Heston was going to be playing the human Yoda
who is
transformed.
God, he would have a really hard time spitting out that line, wars do not make one great.
Yeah.
He'd be like, guns make one great.
War's pretty bitchin'.
From my cold green little paw. I think that's true. I mean, listen, Jar Jar happened. I'm sure they were swinging for fences.
Yeah, and it's not so much if it's a true story as if it was a true rumor.
But like the
what
it would require is like Yoda having an arc where his whole thing is like, I hate little green people.
Yeah.
And like the whole time he's like that. And then there's like a wizard at some point who's just like, now you're going to learn what it's like to hate little green people. And
don't you like, do it, wizard. Done it, you did. So I think true rumor.
True rumor.
What does the audience think? True rumor? True.
Am I confirming these now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Was a real thing. Any cool news? They will publish anything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And look what happened to him.
Look what happened. Yeah. All right. Oh,
it's been going around from what I hear.
Did something happen to Ain't It Cool also?
Oh.
It ain't that cool.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm out of the loop, so, you know, I don't know which film sites I can check anymore.
It's hard to keep up with all the things that are happening, so that's cool.
Yeah. Fun time to be alive.
Yeah. No, there's a good energy.
Just generally, people seem real excited for the future. So.
Yeah.
But there's
a really good 3 minutes coming up on Monday.
That's a good thing to know. You know what? You take the joy where you can get it. That's the other Star Wars trailer is just like, what? You want to watch the news? Like,
what are you going to do?
On.
Something? Come on. Fooling yourself. Go to the movie. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
That could be a good trailer for Star Wars. Just like Harrison Ford holding up the front page of a newspaper and then a toy Millennium Falcon.
Just
it's like which one? Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So about the same time, Tupac is in early negotiations to play Mace Windu.
Oh, my God. Strictly for my Jedi.
97.
When did he die? I'm not even sure.
In 97, right?
I think it...
96?
I think it was 96.
And Shug Knight was a Trekkie, so...
Remember, Lucas started writing this in 94. So it's a process.
I'm going to go with true because how good would it be to have Tupac?
He'd have the best tummy in Star Wars if it was him.
like Tupac with that iPad playing the shapes game with like young Anakin Skywalker would just be the best. Like... Speeder? Yeah. Like, that'd be awesome.
It's a spot on Tupac. It was like he was here.
Tupac just entered?
Wow. I think it's false.
I think it's false also.
What does the audience think?
True.
Whoa.
Oh.
True.
Yes.
It's true.
And they could use the hologram as one of the Force ghosts.
Right? Yeah, they got him forever now.
That'd be
great.
Just
bring him back.
That'd be good.
All right.
Why isn't he? Like, how much does it cost to get hologram Tupac? Couldn't we get him here? Couldn't he just be here? Seems to have
He'd
some money.
He'd be a great podcast
guest.
He'd
be great, even if it was just like in its like chill stance where it was just kind of moving back and forth a little, just like over there while we're doing this. I'd be like, hey, fucking Tupac, Machiavellian.
Anytime just like a lull. It's just like, what do you guys want? Like, production value.
Tupac's here.
All right, next year, you guys. There we are.
2017. A real modern one.
I
might have been Harrison High when I referenced this one.
Sure.
Designated survivor. Due to Ewok tribal law, the death of Chief Chirpa, Han Solo was next in line to be chief of the Ewoks. But since Kylo Ren killed him, now Kylo Ren is the chief of the Ewoks. I think I just lost Garrett.
Way back in that one. First 8 words, I was like, no, I'll just say true.
Yeah, I think I want it to be true.
Yeah.
So, well, but the thing is we can't know because we haven't seen the new movie.
But isn't that the exact same storyline for Harrison Ford of like Charlton Heston hating little green people? It's like Han Solo hating the Ewoks and then he's like, I'm
but
now
Kylo
an Ewok.
But Kylo Ren might love them.
Mm.
Probably.
He seems like the sort of dude that might love it but keep it secret.
I don't love Ewoks, Hannah.
My granddad hated Ewoks, and so do I.
Yeah, exactly.
They suck. Here's my poem. I'm going to go with false on that one. What does the audience think? False.
It's false. All right. 2000.
Sucks to be me.
Sucks. Yes.
We also need someone to keep score. Can you keep personal score?
Sure. Yeah. I'm at 5.
13. So.
Okay, nice.
Better.
All right, so in Attack of the Clones, Natalie Portman has the hots for TV's Jimmy Smits. And that is what's going to make Anakin get really angry and start to turn towards the dark side. And at the end, there's a wedding, and he interrupts it. And by the end of the movie, she's decided not to marry TV's Jimmy Smits, and she's his girl now.
True. Has to be. The wedding interruption. Stop this future wedding!
Isn't he her dad or something?
He's Leia's step or adoptive father.
Oh, adoptive.
Oh, so yeah, it's fine. It's just a Maury.
It's fine.
Worst case.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's like he adopted her daughter, not her.
Right. I think I forgot how adoption works.
Yeah. He adopted
you're not
her
adopting
daughter.
Like if because you've adopted the daughter, then it's like you're the grandpa. And then the birth mom
Natalie Portman's
also your adopted daughter. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, Natalie Portman's like Mia Farrow, not the daughter.
Gotcha. Great way to put it, yeah. I think that sounds true. I think, to me, that was the one thing that Star Wars movies were missing. There was never an interrupted wedding, which is most of what I like in a movie.
Yeah.
I just want someone to be left at an altar.
Or when they do the thing that they never do at weddings, and they're like, if anyone here knows a reason why these two should not be wed, that never happens. Right?
Do they not do that at weddings?
They don't do that at weddings. And once you realize that, it really ruins weddings, because every wedding, you're like, come on, some weirdo. I do! I'm fucking her! It's like, yes! Yummy! Worth a flight to Pittsburgh. Yumma!
Talk about a yumna.
Yo!
I feel like that was just... Why was that ever part of it? Like, is that part of... Like a place in the Bible, where it's just like
maybe
you got to give him a chance.
Maybe it once happened, but then someone put it in a movie, and now it's just in movies now, where people are just like, "Oh, we'll just do the thing where we're like, is anybody here knows where these two should not be wed? We'll just do that thing."
I'm gonna make sure most of my wedding is just giving people caveats and opportunities to step in.
All
just
right, here we are at our eighth caveat. If anyone here knows any reason, really, guys, anything.
I now pronounce you husband and wife unless, of course, somebody has a reason to say.
There's a microphone if you want to step up and say anything, guys.
So less sort of like a priest doing the wedding and more an auctioneer. Like,
yes, exactly.
Going, last chance.
Yeah, I'm desperate to get someone to get me out of it.
That just made me think if I ever get married, which I won't, I would... definitely get an auctioneer to do it to make it just like that.
That would actually be kind of great.
That would be great.
I'm going to get Watto. He's going to be the rabbi at my wedding. Mazel tov.
I go to do a Watto impression and then I'm just like, no.
Because it's so offensive. I really didn't even, my boyfriend, who if I did get married would not have a bunch of caveats. He's fine. I guess, maybe. But he taught...
Honey, you have to listen to this podcast. Fast forward 50 minutes.
If he taught like a sort of Jewish representation in media class to some kids, and they were like, what are like the Jewish characters we can think of? And I think a bunch of them were like, oh, well, Watto, I guess.
Watto.
Like, that's who... Like, that's, like, yeah, we got, like, Tommy Pickles and Watto. Like, we make all the media and we do a terrible job of self-insertion. We're writing, like, what's it like to be Goyish fan fiction?
I know.
we've never had the line on the podcast self-insertion, but first time for everything.
True, the wedding stuff is true.
Really? Knew it.
Of course.
Yeah, that was a real one.
Was she going to marry General Organa or TV's Jimmy Smits?
TV's Jimmy Smits.
Why am I here? Yeah. What is this? Yeah. What the hell are you doing? What the fuck is going on? I'm an actor. I have a family. I'm not marrying her.
I think every Star Wars actor has actually said that once in their life on set. All right. So, 2014, in Star Wars Episode 7, Luke Skywalker will meet Rey atop an enchanted mountain. When he sees Rey, he will drop to his knees and proclaim, "My baby girl!"
Whoa. Whoa, that feels true, too.
My baby girl.
They think it's probably a rumor. It's probably a true rumor, but at this
Trumor,
point,
we're calling
probably
it.
A trumor. Yeah, that's what we're calling it.
Yeah, everybody's it's trending.
Everybody says it, guys. Probably that's a true rumor.
I'm gonna go a fuma, a false rumor. what does the audience sing?
Give it to me.
It's true.
Ah, trumor.
Oh. Yes.
It's true. No, that one gets attributed to me on Reddit. I never even reported it. And it's like the craziest one. My baby girl? Like, why would Luke Skywalker
the room.
Ever say that? Yeah.
I could see that on a t-shirt in Star Wars font.
All right.
My baby girl.
My baby girl. All right, 2016. The real identity of Snoke is under our noses. It's an acronym. Sith no one knew existed.
This is like when people think that Blue Ivy is an acronym for like Illuminati's very youngest. So I'm going to say yes, true rumor.
Okay.
I want to know if Gareth knows what a Snoke is.
No idea. I'm going to guess Trumor.
A Trumor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Trumor.
You guys? Yeah, it was on YouTube.
So it's true. Trumor. Trumor.
Trumor.
Trumor.
Mm-hmm. All right. 1981. Ralph McQuarrie quits. This is true. That part's true.
Trumor.
But Bob Ross comes in and he does matte paintings on Return of the Jedi.
What?
For 2 weeks.
What?
The one.
Oh my God! George Lucas and Bob Ross. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. What do we do? I don't know.
I've always said the one thing Star Wars was missing was just like a ton of ASMR. So
I did a podcast Star Wars episode in ASMR.
Are you actually?
After an ASMR YouTuber left like this really negative review on my show, and I was like, oh, fuck that.
Wait, who was it?
I don't remember. I can tell you that.
Please tell me
I'll tweet it to you.
That's like the thing I probably, like, it's the thing I'm the biggest fan of that I never talk about, but like I'm very invested in like all the ASMRists' lives and things.
Does it do anything for you?
Oh, yeah.
I always have. That's where people whisper and then you get sensations.
And, like, you
I
get
guess.
Like tingles all at the back of your, it's like a physical sensation and it's really relaxing. It's like a meditation thing. But I didn't know it was a thing until a couple years ago when the internet just like blew my head open.
So it's your version of an Ewok movie.
It's exactly like that, yeah. But yeah, I think that's probably false. Fumer.
I'm going to go Fumer.
Fumer?
What do you guys think?
Nah, it's fake. I just went right with the fake.
Also, we already established there's only one Ross.
Right? And I shop there.
Yeah, aww. Good Lord. Yeah.
I was very embarrassed when I got told as a new Californian, as it were.
Oh, here we go.
That I always refer to it as Ross Dress for Less. And someone said, you know, you can just call it Ross.
Like, and also shouldn't be talking about it. What the fuck are you going to Ross for? You're like, I need four forks. And a cuckoo clock. I'm going to go to Ross. I'm going to hit Ross. Let's go down to Ross real quick. I need a broken go-kart and a placemat. I'm going to head over to Ross.
I want a dress for less.
Oh, overalls for the fattest man alive. Yes, please. Welcome aboard. Thanks, Ross.
I want pants, but I better not find him in the pants aisle.
Drop us one more, Jason.
All right, one more. Christopher Walken is playing Darth Bane in Attack of the Clones.
Oh. Is playing Darth what?
Bane.
That's a different movie.
Yeah, what the hell are they doing?
Different guy.
Trumor. I don't even know what's happening.
You
Trumor. You
merely
Trumor.
Adopted the darkness. I was born a Sith.
All right, Christopher, we're going to start filming in 1 second whenever you're done with...
Get just one more second.
Sure. All righty.
I love nitrous.
Oh boy.
The visual component of this joke.
You know, just start filming and we'll add lines in. Keep going. Yeah, just we'll add lines in after
the last
we're filming.
Movie I did, they put peanut butter in my
actually,
mouth.
Actually, stop filming. Stop filming.
To make it look like
let's shut
I
it down, actually.
Talking.
I'm the one who said start and I shouldn't have. Let's stop.
You know what's crazy is I sound like this
let's
normally.
Clear the room. Let's get everyone out of
and
the room.
On camera,
and I'm
going to
talk to Chris for
I
a minute.
I sound like actual I think Christopher
Chris
Walken.
Just needs, what Chris needs is to talk to somebody and not
but
be
But right
filmed.
Now,
so I'm telling,
sound
I'm
like
it's
a young
a
woman
set. I'm telling everybody
doing
to leave
a very
the set.
Bad impression.
I am telling you, Gary, shut the goddamn door.
After hearing that, I'm going to have to go with Truma.
Truma. Trumer.
Another Trumer.
Jizz hands.
I can't believe I have 81
nice.
Points. What
and,
do you have, four?
And what a reproduction of the audition. That was
thank
amazing.
Thank you so much.
That was
we've
amazing.
Been practicing.
Yeah, I told you it would work. You said you didn't want to meet Tuesday, and I said wait until Saturday.
Nervous,
he said,
you're
thankful.
Always right. You're always right. So.
Okay, well, I have no idea how we kept score, but I think the fact that we invented the word Trumer.
We all won.
We all won.
Yes.
Okay, so.
We're all winners.
Thank you for your contribution to Star Wars literature and podcasting.
Give it up for your guests, Jason Ward, Jenny Jaffe, and my boy, Gareth Scratch Me Under the Ribs Reynolds. Real quick, we ask for all the guests what they're most looking forward to happens in Star Wars. We've got Star Wars films forever. What would you most like to happen, Jason?
I want Luke Skywalker to save my baby girl.
And that's why we edit podcasts. Jenny.
I really want just like more episodes of Firefly within it.
It's an interesting note for the studio.
So they bring it back. They bring it back, but within Star Wars.
Or they, like, watch. It's a whole movie of them watching a new episode of Firefly.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I also think it's a great time to bring Firefly back. It's been 15 years, and all those actors look just exactly the same. And and it's really just fresh as ever, and everyone still loves Joss Whedon. So I think that's...
Do you think if it was, like, a movie where Han Solo was watching it, he was, like, going, this guy reminds me of someone?
I think it would be a movie with Harrison Ford watching it, just being like, okay, and... Space Nuts.
There's a lot of smoke going over the screen. I can't see it anymore. Is he in a car? Where is he watching it? I think he's flying a plane.
So I want that, and then I also want the Watto solo adventure. I feel like I was promised. It's called Watto's Bar Mitzvah, and it's a Hollywood theme party.
My Watt Mitzvah!
And Gareth, what would you like to happen in Star Wars, apart
either...
from you never dressing up as one of the characters again?
Yes. Either I had to wear a little like ponytail too, you know, had to wear, like, a little clip. Either an Ewok and a Yoda having sex.
Yeah, you should have opened with that. The ponytail.
No, a little, you know, like a little braid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have the little braid
like
clipped
from
on.
Claire's, like one.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Those
yeah. Low, the lowest rent version of it. It's like a price on it. My boss would be like, don't rip it off. We'll return it at the end of the year.
We got this from Ross Dress for Less.
Come on. Also a bunch of ladles. Hubcaps and ladles. Hey, come on down to Ross. We're having a hubcap and ladle sale this Sunday to celebrate the 9th of July. What the fuck is this place?
Give it up for Jason, Jenny, and Gareth. Thanks so much for coming. Thank you, LA Podfest. There's a bit of merch out there, and I've got stickers and stuff. Thank you so much, and may that force be with you! Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that just amazingly fun episode with Gareth Reynolds of The Dollop, Jenny Jaffe, and Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net. Thank you so much to the LA Podcast Festival for having us once again. And thanks to all the awesome podcast listeners that came to the show and I got to hang out with over the weekend and go see other shows with.
It was tremendous fun. And we were actually at last year's podcast festival, and that episode is on our Patreon feed. If you want to check out that back episode, it is out of control. The closing erotic fan fiction reenactment or live reading is its next level. It's with Maud Garrett, Randy Lagudice, and Jason Ward, and my amazing Ben Burt level sound effects. And it is a tremendous time. Not safe for work, I will give you that much, but a very good time. And that is just one of the 300 and something something episodes up on the Patreon feed, which you can access by just contributing $3 a month to help the podcast keep going. And you get weekly Q&As, you get the live call-in show bonus shows, and the full-length episodes of all our back interviews. And then you also get the warm glow of supporting the podcast content that you listen to every week. Plus, I'll be recording another Making Steel Wars tomorrow afternoon with Jason Ward, where Jason and I sort of go to the news behind the news. And it's a real favorite of all the people that are Patreons, members of the Content Club. And speaking content, I'm all over the place doing content as normal. There's a new episode of my other podcast, I Love Green Guide Letters. It's a live episode that we recorded just after the last live episode that we had up in Melbourne. If you want to hear three really funny comedians, Ash Williams, that's been on the show before, Georgie McEnroe, who she's hilarious, and Bart Freeburn, who's been on Steel Wars a bunch of times as well, live, it is really, really funny. You'd be, especially for, I think, the American audiences, would be very confused by Ash Williams and Bart Freeburn. They are... I don't think you have their type here. So check that out at I Love Green Guide Letters, or just look it up on iTunes, wherever you get podcasts from. We review the complaint letters to the TV Guide in Australia. But don't worry, I don't know anything about the shows anyway. It's more about reacting to the complaints and hilarious stories. And there's a lot in the new episode. So check that out. I was also on the 200th episode of MakingStarWars.net's Now This Is Podcasting, and that is now up. Breaking down more news on The Last Jedi. We talk about all these lines that are in voice chip toys that have just been found, and we have an awesome time. So check that out. And you heard the plug before for the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Steel Wars. But I also appeared on Entertainment Tonight's Behind the Screens show, which is Ash Crozen's YouTube show on the Entertainment Tonight feed. And we go through The Last Jedi trailer and break that down and just have an awesome time like Ash and I are prone to do. So check that out as well. All the links are they're on steelwars.com. You know, they're in the show notes. They're on Twitter. I hope you're following us on Twitter. It is at Steel Wars. Instagram's at Steel Wars. Facebook's at Steel Wars. And if you want to talk with a bunch of cool Star Wars fans in a just a chill environment, you can join the Steel Wars Listener Star Wars Safe Haven. It is linked to the Facebook page, which is Facebook. It is linked to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Steel Wars. You just got to answer a couple questions so I know you're an actual listener of the podcast and not a random spammer or anything like that. It's pretty, the questions are easy, you guys. Ignite the green. All right. Ignite the Green is one of the answers. It's not hard, but it's a really chill place to chat Star Wars with people that aren't going to like shout your head off if you've got a differing opinion and all that good stuff. So check that out. And the Steel Wars live call-in show returns this Friday if you're on American time. It will be Saturday if you are in Australia. And we've got Sal Perales from Now This Is Podcasting and the Rogue Rebels. And we will be breaking down the season premiere of Star Wars Rebels and taking your calls on what you thought of it, what you hope for the rest of the season, and whatever else you want to talk about in the world of Star Wars. Check SteelWars.com for your exact local time. But America, it's Friday night, and in Australia, it is Saturday. In the UK, you're staying up super late. But Ross did last week, so all credit to Ross, who called in on The Last Jedi. Call-in show with Ash Crozen. If you haven't caught that one, you have to. It's so fun. And also our mega The Last Jedi Council, our trailer council, hosted by Bobby Roberts with Anthony Bresnican, Kyle Newman, Chris Taylor from Mashable, Geek Girl Diva, Holly Frey from Full of Sith, and our old buddy, the real Amanda Ward. That's up on the Steel Wars feed as well. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for your support. And may that force be with you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Also, for more Star Wars podcasting, check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.